My name is Karen Coronel. We first met in San Diego last year when I was participating on the We Americas initiative with the State Department as part of the International Leadership Visitors Program. And yes, indeed, we were with 12 women from Latin America, from Mexico to Argentina, visiting the most interesting companies, NGOs, and people that were supporting women entrepreneurs. And that's how I got the chance to meet you and get connected to this wonderful network. A little bit about me. I've been working in the NGO sector for 15 years or so, and that's really where my heart is. But more recently, to support women to start their own business and basically to have a voice to be represented, and that's kind of what I think it's my life purpose. I've been working for children's NGOs and for youth. And in my last job before I started my company was the American Chamber of Commerce in Paraguay, where I've been for 3 years. And that's where I really got the sense of business. And so I incorporated that into my profession. Well, after the chamber, I decided that I wanted to do my own thing, and I started a company called Grow, which is a consultant firm for NGOs and business led by women. So we're currently a group of consultants from different specialties that basically support companies and NGOs wanting to, you know, support or strengthen their organizations and be more effective and basically access to several opportunities that maybe they're not aware of. So that's what we're doing. And we've been working with some companies in the IT sector and also in the international commerce sector. And it's so far it's been a wonderful journey over a year now. So I really have to thank the opportunity back a year and a half ago to meet all these wonderful and inspiring women and, you know, have the courage to start a new business of my own.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, let's talk about the climate for entrepreneurship in Paraguay. Sorry, my coffee hasn't kicked in this morning. just in general, either government support or incubators, accelerators, you know, what's happening there?
Okay, well, just to give you some background of Paraguay, we are a very small country with around 7 million inhabitants. 40% are women, but another interesting data is that over 73% of our population is under 34 years old. So we really have a young population, and of course we need to endure our entrepreneurship atmosphere for these people, for these young people to have jobs and to have a quality of life. And in that regard, I think that the climate for starting a company has been very positive, not specifically for women, but for in general for all the entrepreneurs that are looking to start a new company. Most recently, the Paraguayan microeconomic situation is not as good as we would want, but there's still a lot of opportunities for people to start innovating companies. And in that regard, I think that we have some incubators and we have some support for general entrepreneurs. We do have some labs in a few co-working spaces, but not as much for specifically women that are starting their own business. And that's why I think my company kind of fills in a need for people for women specifically, that are trying to get ahead this entrepreneurship phase. And we do have some interesting programs supporting young entrepreneurs, especially even in high school, but they're not enough to really address the need that we have to strengthen companies or startups. So in regarding to women entrepreneurship programs, we have some, but they're mostly get-together groups that I really value, because one of the things that I do want to mention is that the networking, especially in South America and especially in a country so small like ours, networking is a huge thing. So we do have some initiatives that will gather women once a month, maybe to talk about a few things like social media and how to get started and where to look for this and that. But I still think that we have a lot of opportunities to be developed towards strengthening those programs and actually doing a stronger support group for the women that are starting a new company.
Awesome, awesome. So how can we support you, Karen? How can we all help each other?
Well, let me tell you about this initiative that we've been growing. Like I told you, and like I mentioned, last year we had the We Americas initiative program, and this year, after the third generation, we actually put together an association called the We Americas Association, and we are working on a platform to basically connect all the women around Latin America. So you might get an invitation to join us very, very soon. I am looking forward to have more women in these leadership positions to help other women strengthen their networking abilities and their influence in several subjects that are still uncovered. And I think we really have a lot to give and a different point of view on very many subjects, of course, including entrepreneurship. So my message will be that definitely we need help opening up more spaces for women to go in and show what they have to offer.